T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Elisa Starr, and I am excited to be coming to you at on 5:30 at 2 a.m., to talk to you about the protests that's going on all across this country and outside of this country. There are U.S. embassies, at least one U.S. embassy, I believe, in Belgium, that is being surrounded by people shouting Black Lives Matter. Thank you very much to our European compatriots. We appreciate you. In Seattle, the cops have maced a child, ripped off a woman's hijab, blocked exits, turned off their body cameras, and you can see row upon row of cops with their badge numbers hidden. They've escalated the peaceful protests. They started most of the violence that I saw downtown. I saw a peaceful protest, and then cops just, without warning, throwing smoke canisters into protesters. Without warning, they're starting to beat on protesters. They called ICE in to arrest any undocumented immigrants or any brown people that were annoying them at the protest. One of the Twitter friends that I've made asked, like, what are they even fighting for? What is going through their heads? If they are willing to beat up pregnant women, causing at least one woman had a miscarriage because she was at this protest, pepper sprayed sleeping homeless people, raided and destroyed protester supplies, shot an innocent 19-year-old boy, a teenager. It's impressive that so many cops are so comfortable with these kinds of tactics, and that so many of the newscasts that I have seen around the country have been lamenting the loss of property. So that's the other thing I want to talk to you guys about. First of all, how strong is the white supremacy in cops that they are all showing up for this duty and happy to kick protester ass? Like, what the fuck? And, I mean, Nomiki Comst is right. Why are all of these cops being supported by the mayors of all of our cities? Like, what did those mayors have to promise those police forces before they got elected? Why are they all sticking together? This is clearly us protesting against murder, one. Two, it's not just us protesting against murder. It's also us protesting because we have nothing left to lose. Our government told us to stay home 2 months ago. And then instead of doing what every other government in the world, every other first world government in the world has done, they didn't give us any help. They didn't give us any food. They didn't give us any security. They didn't give us a rent freeze. They didn't give us a mortgage freeze. They gave some of us $1,200 a month. And then they told us to get back to work. They didn't put any kind of testing in place. They didn't put any kind of insurance in place. They didn't put any kind of medical help in place for any of us. They, a lot of us, 20, 40 million of us, they made sure that we were no longer employed. And then they said, figure it out. You know, that's it. That's the whole thing. That is all of the help that we've gotten in the world. And now we are expected to get up by our own bootstraps in a devastated economy that our government ripped apart with their bare hands. We're expected to figure out what to do next. There's no real leadership. Joe Biden can't figure it out. Trump doesn't give a shit. And I don't really understand what they thought was going to fucking happen. Did they think that we were all just going to die quietly? These protests are not just about this black man's death. These protests are because all of a sudden everyone in America sees themselves as that black man. And they see all of these bailouts that Pelosi and Trump are happy to give to every fucking enormous corporation. And no help for any of the rest of us. No help for the middle class. No help for the lower middle class. No help for the poor amongst us. Nothing. We're getting nothing. And they just expect us to take it. These protests are because they didn't give us any out. They didn't give us any options. They didn't give us any help. And we're not going to die quiet. So that is the reason why we are protesting. And in lieu of that, a lot of the pointed destruction makes a lot of sense. And you know what? The destruction is different in every single town. There are some bad actors that I'd really like to encourage all of us to fuck up tomorrow. If you were out there protesting, thank you very much. I'm disabled. My legs don't work very well. Neither do my arms. So I can't protest. I can barely walk. It's hard for me to walk for long periods of time. And I would be shit out of luck if I tried to run from a cop or if I tried to. I mean, I'm already in pain all the time. I can't add any more injuries to my already broken legs and fucked up arms. So I appreciate every single person who is out there all over this country, all over this world, trying to make the world a better place, putting their bodies on the line, putting their hearts and souls on the line. Thank you to every single protester, to every single person who loves a protester. Thank you to all the organizations, all of the bailouts for all of the people who are going to go to prison over this protest. I appreciate all of you. I want you all to be safe. I want you all to be protected. Wear masks, but also wear goggles to protect yourself, not just from smoke, but from identification, because these videos that we're taking are going to be poured over by law enforcement as well as citizens and journalists. And so please be careful. Please do what you can to hide your identities. Do what you can to keep yourself safe. But more than anything, I also want to encourage you, if you're a protester, to fuck up any Wells Fargo buildings that you can. They have never paid out back any of the hundreds of millions of dollars that they have stolen from customers, from you, from people you love, by opening up bank accounts of poor people, by opening up fake loans, by targeting Native Americans, by targeting military personnel overseas. Wells Fargo has been stealing from you. It's time you stole from them. If there's any Wells Fargo that is available to you as a protester, please smash it the fuck up. They fucking deserve it. And for any other protester who has an idea to loot, go the fuck ahead. Look, these companies have been raising their prices on us without raising their compensation for us as employees. They have kept every corporation that I can think of in our country has 135% more compensation for its CEO than it does for its lowest paid employee. And whether it's Bank of America or Wells Fargo or Target or fucking Nordstrom, they have contributed to the hollowing out of the middle class. They've contributed to all of this unrest. And we don't need to protect them anymore from the consequences of their fucking actions. They brought this on themselves. If any company is looted and they object and they want to make a case for themselves not being the bad guy in this, cool. I'd love to hear it. But if you're participating in the inequality of America, then I don't really understand why we weren't supposed to attack you. I don't understand why you shouldn't get some of this wrath too. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening to me. I hope that you can be safe wherever you are. I hope that your city and my city can rebuild in a much more equal way. And I hope that at the end of these protests, when we start to rebuild, that we can again look at how to increase the security for those of us who have been made much more insecure in the last 3 months. I love you all. If you want to see more of my rabid left-wing ideas, then you can totally hit me up on Twitter at SnarkyCardChick, or you can find me on Facebook at Elisa Starr. And if you want to support me, you can find me on Etsy, snarkycards.etsy.com. Good luck, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.